Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Arun, phone scams, how prevalent have they become?
Oh, they're all over. You know, the estimates are time that, you know, in May alone, there were 4 billion calls that were made to Americans. That's about 12 per person. So there's been an uptick in the calls after a short respite that we had during COVID. And you know why that happened? Because a lot of these come from overseas. And unfortunately, you know, the numbers are back up. So 12 a person, 4 billion calls. Unbelievable. And then that's just 1 month.
4 billion calls a month to Americans.
That's correct. That's correct. It's about 12 a person on average that these calls come. And many more. So you know how this works. People are getting, and it's not just, you know, coming to your cellular phones. We're getting text messages, spam calls on your home phones. It's all over the place, Tom.
How much more sophisticated have they become?
Well, you know, in the last as many years, we're seeing a lot more sophistication in terms of what we call neighborhood spoofing. So this is basically, you know, you see a lot of these phone numbers that look like they're local. So they take local area codes. Like for us, it would be 716. So you see a 716 number, you're more likely to pick up that call. And they also spoof, you know, well-known 1-800 numbers that they know or think may be on your address book. So, for instance, you know, a bank or, a service like Amazon or Apple, you know, 1-800-APPLE, for instance. So it shows up on your phone as a call from Apple. So these, obfuscation techniques where they, you know, mimic phone numbers that are local or people you may know, and we're seeing, I mean, these have been getting better and better in the last as many years, and with all the other breaches that are out there, they're able to target people better. So they know the people who may or may not be using a certain service, and they're able to go after them. So we're seeing an uptick in volume as well as, the quality of these attacks in the last 7 years.
And with greater sophistication, how tough is it to stay ahead of these guys?
It is hard. You know, the FTC has recently, the FCC has, tried to come up with newer measures. Every company out there, from Verizon to AT&T, they're struggling with this. There was a new mandate that just came out called Stir Shaken by the FCC as of, the end of last month. All of the major cellular providers had to kind of take proactive measures to stop this. And they're working on it. This is a hard problem because a lot of these emanate from internet VoIP-based phone calls that come from overseas. So, you have to go after them at your source, and the source is constantly changing because it's bouncing off, servers all over the world. This is a hard problem. Companies are working hard at it. You know, the cellular companies are working hard at it. The big ones are. The small ones are not. And we all are at the receiving end. So we need to be vigilant. We all need to do more to protect ourselves until, we have a technological fix for this.
And Arun, how do you stay safe from all these advanced robocalls, these 12 per person each month we tend to get?
Well, see, unfortunately, we need vigilance at the individual level. So each, we have to be skeptical, be suspicious about any of these calls. I mean, the first rule is, if it's not a number that you recognize, don't pick it up. If it is a number you recognize and you do take that call and you hear something that doesn't sound right, go online, go to different sources, ask around. Don't comply with what's being asked on the phone. Unfortunately, that's the best we have. And of course, take proactive measures. Most of the new devices, new phones that we have allow you to block numbers. So if you do know that a number is repeatedly calling you, for instance, and you do recognize it as a robocall or a robo-spam text, what have you, block them. You can even, forward some of those messages to your carriers. You can just, forward a copy of text message to 7226, and they'll log it into it and block it at the source. So there are things you can do, but the most important thing here is be proactive about it and be, vigilant, self-vigilant. You got to be careful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.